now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is going to be a very special program. Many, many people, ladies and gentlemen, have addictions. We are people are addicted. People have compulsions and obsessions. People have hang-ups. People have things that they can't do. They have learning blocks and all kinds of blocks, and they have things that they must do. Compulsions, you know, or addictions. And then you have people go from one extreme to another. You know, a lot of people, for example, struggle with food. They eat too much, and then they starve themselves. They eat too much and starve themselves. And so what I'd like to do today, ladies and gentlemen, is to talk about this phenomenon of addiction and compulsion and obsession and struggle. I'm going to talk about it in such a way that you might be able to see the basis of it. See? Because the problem is we end up, whatever it is that we have a problem with, we end up struggling with it and struggling with it and struggling with it. And that struggle becomes a distraction. It's like struggling with symptoms. You know, if somebody has some kind of a health issue and then they have a symptom, then they try to deal with the symptom by getting, you know, symptom relief. They try to get rid of the symptoms, they take some drug, and then the drug has side effects, and they struggle with those side effects, and then see how each of those things becomes just a distraction from the cause of what, you know, has gone wrong. So let us now look at this issue, and I understand it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there are not a lot of people who understand it like I do. Very few. Very, very few. And those people who do understand it, well, they may not be able to explain it to you. See? Or maybe they could explain it to you, but, they don't have an interest or a heart in doing so. Or perhaps there's somebody that understands it, but they're over in Russia or the Ukraine or something. So you'll never see them, you'll never hear them. And even if they said it, you wouldn't understand it because they're talking another language. So you've got me. So I hope you've tuned up the radio a little bit and are listening in, because not only do I understand it, but I'm on the radio and I am here endeavoring to explain it to you. Now let's talk about it. And I'm going to use a word, and I want you all to get ready for the word. When you hear the word, don't overreact to it. Just hear the word. Don't overreact. Because by the time the program is done, your eyes will be opened. And you'll see what it really is. And the word I'm going to use is the word sin. I'm going to use the word sin because there's a very profound statement in the Bible. In fact, it was Christ who said it. He said, because he understood these things, see? He understood these things from A to Z. He had an in-depth understanding, see, of what the problem is with people. And he said that all who sin are slaves. All who sin are slaves. Now that's a very, very profound statement. And so let us extrapolate upon it a little bit, shall we? Now, I think you can see objectively, if you look around, you know, if it doesn't involve, it's hard for us to see, be objective about ourselves, but when we look at other people, we can sometimes be more objective. If you look around, you see people are enslaved to what? You see them addicted to their alcohol, for example. What is that? That's an enslavement. You see them addicted to drugs. You see them addicted to marijuana or enslaved to marijuana. They say, well, I could give it up any time. Yeah, but they don't. They just keep smoking. You see people in dysfunctional relationships, codependency. You see people addicted to each other. You see people addicted to pornography. You see people addicted to eating too much. You see people addicted to their work. See? You see people addicted or enslaved to people, please. See? It's all around you. So I will talk about it after this important message. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Now let us talk about why is it that things enslave us? See, you could use the word, you know, addiction. Addiction, for example, is another way of saying enslavement. And how about people all around the world become enslaved to their government? See, their government starts to have power over them and becomes a tyrant. Everything becomes a tyrant. See, you can buy a new car. You can buy a new car, and it can become a tyrant. The big payments, or a new house, it can become a tyrant. The big payments, the repair bills, worrying about whether it's going to be scratched or not. You know, worrying whether somebody's going to steal it or not. See, it can become a total tyrant. Anything can become a tyrant. Okay. And how about your worries or your bills? Anything can become a tyrant. Even as a sound can be a tyrant. You could resent your neighbor who starts up his loud motorcycle every morning, real loud, see, and you hate him. You resent him for it, see. And before long, that thing can become a tyrant. Your whole life can be obsessed with the idea of that loud motorcycle. You see what I mean? So let's talk about, and then of course drugs become tyrants, you see. Our spouse can become a tyrant. Have you ever noticed how your spouses become tyrants? See? So what did Christ say? All who sin are slaves. So addiction is a form of slavery. Or being under a tyrant is also being enslaved, isn't it? Enslaved by the tyranny. So why does this happen? Well, let me discuss it with you. Now, I want you to see that what he said, all who sin are slaves, I want you to see that is a principle. Okay, so just remember it, you know, freeze frame it, take a picture of it, remember it. That's the principle. All who sin are slaves. Just like I could say 1 plus 1 equals 2, or A squared plus B squared equals C squared. You know, you say that's a principle. You know, water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. You see what I mean? A principle. All who sin are slaves. That's a principle. Now, how? See, that's the way it is. That's what Christ said. That's the way it is. You know, if you drop something, it falls downward. Gravity. It falls down because of gravity. That's a principle. So we have all kinds of principles in chemistry and in physics. And see, well, here's a spiritual principle. All who sin are slaves. Now, let us talk about, first of all, what is sin and why does it enslave? First of all, what is sin? See, there are a thousand, 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 thousand different varieties of sin. It can be a very little or a very subtle thing. Let's take, for example, food. See, we have to eat to live. Food puts bread upon the table and permits us to buy things and to have a roof over our heads. So it's useful to work. Did I say work? I meant work. Work. Or no, eating. Excuse me, I said eating. I'm sorry. Let me start all over again. I'm trying to get ahead of myself here. We know that we have to eat to live, but some of us live to eat. Food becomes an enslaver. We struggle with our weight, you know, gaining and losing weight and so on and so forth. See, and of course alcohol, that's a type of food, or marijuana, or, you see, those are food, kind of food, something put in your mouth, becomes an enslavement. So why is this? It's because we misuse the food, see. If you eat to live, see, but if food involves if you use the food in some way, or misuse the food for ego, to support your pride, to comfort you, to take away the emptiness for, you know, resenting someone, see. Or if you accept somebody's will, your mother pressures you to eat her food and you resent her for the pressure, but then you eat. See how you're copping out on principles? Or someone offers you a free meal and then you eat, and then they ask you to do something that's not a very nice thing to do. See how you see the enslaving principle? See? But we use food, a lot of people misuse food, or they smoke or drink or take drugs or smoke alcohol or something to escape from conscience, escape from what they know in their heart. See, so if you're a little bit phony with people, or you resent your mom, or you resent your wife, see, which is wrong, we shouldn't resent. See, you have unfinished business with your brother, you resent your brother for something, or resent somebody at work, well, those are not good things, so your conscience will bother you. See? And then if you eat to escape from conscience, you don't want to admit that you did something wrong. So you eat to escape, then that's sin. Eating to escape conscience. See how that's sin? Or if you eat to build your pride, to make yourself feel pride. See, a lot of people work. They build their pride. They take pride in their work. See? They take pride in their work. It puffs them up. See how that's misuse of work? Well, then that's sin. So it's one thing to eat, it's another thing to misuse the food, see? A lot of people comfort ourselves, see? We resent our parents, you know, you have a boyfriend, you resent him, you come home, you feel unloved, you feel empty because of the resentment. It's the resentment of your husband, or resentment of your boyfriend, or of your dad. It's that resentment that cuts you off from your own inner ground of being. It cuts you off from love. You could have love from within, from God, if you didn't resent other people. But because you resent these other people, you feel empty, see? So it'd be much better to stand back and see that you're resenting other people and just knock it off. But instead, what do? Well, we try to fill the emptiness with food. So you eat, see? When you eat, it comforts you, it makes you feel, it's a way of like loving yourself, see? So it's not that eating food is wrong, and it's not that taking a little pleasure in the food is wrong, but can you see how if you eat to comfort yourself, but because you feel empty, but you're empty because you're resentful. Can you see how that's trying to avoid the truth? See what I mean? It's a form of denial. See? People eat to deny. What? To deny the truth. To deny conscience. See? All right. So you see how those are wrong. Now another thing, buying a car. Suppose you buy a car because you need one. You need to work. You need to get to work, so you buy a car. Well, you could buy a good used car. You know, a good used car, buy it for a good deal, a good price, see? And then it wouldn't be a tyrant. But if you buy the car to puff yourself up, to make yourself feel great and cool and grand and, see, and feel excited in your new car and impress people with your car, see, to impress other people, well, that's, you're misusing the car to build your ego, see? So, what's the principle? All who sin are slaves. So you use the car to build your ego, to be prideful. Well, that's a sin. So therefore it will enslave you. See the principle? All right. Now we still have enough time for me to go into a little more detail about sin. Hope you're enjoying today's program. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 2-1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 2-1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is really a great program. I hope you're getting it. You might want to listen to this program again. You can listen to it on a podcast. You know, if you go to kcaaradio.com, that's kcaaradio.com. If you go to kcaaradio.com, click on Saturday, then you'll see my picture there. You can click on podcast, and there they are. Every week is podcast. So you can listen to the program again for free. Very, very good. Plus, let me mention that I've written several books. I have some wonderful books out. I have on this topic, what would I recommend? How about Becoming a Friend of God? It's a very nice book I wrote. Also, The Best of Roland. I have a great book. I think it's 360 pages or something like that. It's called The Best of Roland, all about these type of topics. You can order that book. Well, just go to my website and start clicking around, and you'll find out how to order it. My website is CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland.com. And look for my blogs. Start clicking on the blogs, and then you'll easily see how to order my books. Now, okay, so now do you see? Let's talk about people. A lot of us have a problem where we're enslaved to other people, where we can't speak up to them. Have you ever noticed that? Some people, you can't speak up to your mom, or you can't speak up to someone that looks like your mom, or to a teacher, some authority, see? So we become enslaved to people. We kowtow, we people please, we don't speak up, see? We're afraid, we might offend, you see how that? Now why? So in other words, we become enslaved by what? Social approval. So other people's approval, it becomes a tyrant over us, see? So that means we must have sinned. So you see the beautiful principle? Whenever you find yourself enslaved, whenever you find yourself kowtowing, whenever you find yourself under something's thumb, or something is too important to you, or something is affecting you too much, see? Something is bothering you, or something is, see, flitting into your conscience all the time, consciousness, so you keep, see? It's becoming an enslavement, isn't it? Well, why is that? Well, it's the sin factories. You can say, okay, the principle, all who sin are slaves, so therefore I'm finding myself becoming enslaved by this, so I must have sinned somehow. If you could learn to stand back and watch, then you would see what it is. See? Sometimes it always goes back to the past, something in the past. But, what was I saying? Oh, yes, and when you see that you're enslaved by something, be careful now, don't resent it. That's another enslavement. Don't struggle with it. That's what most of us do. We struggle and struggle, and we then eventually throw in the towel. We struggle with our weight. We lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. Finally, we throw in the towel and say, what's the use? See? We struggle with all kinds of addictions, smoking, or looking at naughty things on the internet, or whatever it might be. We struggle and struggle and struggle, and then eventually, see? Well, the struggle itself is, in a sense, even the struggle itself is a kind of a sin, because it's another way of denying that we made a boo-boo, that we were trying to use something, see, to build us up. Now, another aspect of the enslavement is hypnosis. Another aspect of the enslavement is hypnosis. It's a whole other topic, but let me just mention, have you noticed that things affect you? Have you noticed, for example, when you start eating, you lose awareness, you lose consciousness, you get all caught up in the food? Or when you make something too important, you get all caught up in it. You're on a cell phone conversation, you get all lost in the cell phone conversation, and you become oblivious to everything else around you because it's too important. See, it's a kind of an enslavement. So by hypnosis, our mind becomes enslaved, and then the effect of the object or person that we used to misused, see, then begins to affect us physically. See? All right. I'll be right back. Hello. Many people listen into my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying this program. So what to do? What to do? Well, if you can see that we are enslaved in so many ways, and if you can see that it must have something to do with sin, whereby we try to use something or misuse something. Whenever we use something, try to use something to support our ego. And what is our ego? Is where we're trying to play God. We want to be right and never wrong. We want to be rich and or powerful, or we want to be admired, or we want to be good, or we want to be innocent and nice, and we want other people to see us in a good light. See, when we're selfish. See, and we puff up our ego about this and that. See. Well, then that builds us up in conflict with God. See, God is the great ego of the universe. He is the ego of the universe, and he has a right to be proud for his great creation. But when we we are created in the image and likeness of God, see. But when we don't serve him, see, when we don't worship his creation and walk around in awe and wonder at the greatness of God's great green earth and so on. When instead we sit around trying to plan and scheme and figure out some way to look good and see, we look for selfish advantage, how to get ahead of other people and step over them and have them look upon us with a good light and all that sort of thing, see? Well, that's basically selfishness and pridefulness. And so therefore, in order to be selfish and in order to be prideful, in order not to see our own wrong, see, we have to use things. See? So that's why we need all these things. We need all these material objects. And we need other people's approval. And we need, and we need to hide from the truth. We don't want people to see us for what we really are. See? We want them to see us in a good light. And so, you see how we become enslaved? Because we need things to support our ego? See how that works? So if you use a drink, say, let's be guilty because you're angry. Let's say you're really, really angry. You're full of rage at something or other, your wife, your dad, your society. You're full of rage. See? And full of rage is wrong. And so you reach for a drink, and it temporarily quenches the burning. See? Well, that's not right, because instead of being full of rage and quenching the burning, instead you should give up. Give up the rage, see? Give up the hate. There it is, give up the hate. But when we're not willing to give up the hate, and we're not willing to admit that we're wrong for hating, then you will misuse the drink, see? You will misuse the drink. And people smoke, what? To escape from conscience. See, they misuse it. It helps them escape from reality, from awareness. So you see the hypnotic quality of the thing? See, it helps us escape into a comfort zone. So now you can see what sin is. You can see that it's a lot more than you thought, and there is such a thing, and now you see the principle. So what are you going to do? Well, maybe you could get the meditation that I have. I have a wonderful meditation. It teaches you how to stand back. It teaches you how to stand back and observe things without being so close to them, without being caught up in them. To stand back and get the big picture. And as you stand back, well, you rise in awareness, see? And in the aware state, when you're not lost in something and you're not hypnotized by it, then you have the power. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, what I was going to say is when you're not enslaved, when you're standing back and looking objectively, then you have the power to see things without becoming unglued by what you see. You have the power to see without struggle. And to be free, to take it or leave it, to no longer hate it, to no longer have to have it, see? To no longer need it. Freedom. Freedom is a state of consciousness, ladies and gentlemen. When you're not resentful and not, you don't make things too important, then you can stand back. Please, go to my website, coachroland.com. Until next time, Lord, and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.